Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Even if Romney's involvement in Massachusetts healthcare reform becomes a non-issue, his work on the law offers a window on his leadership style. He worked closely, but sometimes at odds, with Democratic leaders on Beacon Hill to reach a deal in 2006 that ultimately enjoyed widespread support. Joining us this morning to discuss Romney's role in crafting, passing, and implementing the 2006 law that became the model for national healthcare reform is Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. Mike Widmer was at the table at the time. He helped draft some of the compromises during debate on the law. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Glad to join you.
Mike, let me ask you, how much of the content of the law that we have now was Mitt Romney's idea?
Well, a lot of it was, and two principal items. The first, most radical idea, really, was the individual mandate requiring everybody to have health insurance. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation had put out a report raising the possibility of an individual mandate a few months earlier, but Governor Romney incorporated that into his plan and really put that front and center. And then the idea of exchanges, insurance exchanges for small businesses and individuals and providing subsidy coverage was his idea as well, and in his legislation, and ultimately approved in some form by the legislature.
Of course, the law passed because it had the support of Democratic leaders in the House and the Senate on Beacon Hill and the support of Romney, a Republican. Can you take us back to the negotiations, as you recall it, and tell us how active Romney was in the debate and how instrumental he was in seeing it through and seeing that the law passed?
Well, what the administration decided to do during that period with a Republican governor and then, of course, heavily Democratic legislature was to work largely behind the scenes. So the governor's office staff and the Secretary of Health and Human Services were very much involved with the legislators and with other advocacy interest groups of one sort or another. But largely behind the scenes, the governor decided, with one or two notable exceptions, to back off and stay out of the limelight. At the same time, he was very personally involved working with Senator Kennedy in Washington and the Bush administration, because the Bush administration needed to approve whatever reform we came up with. So they were very involved, but less in a grandstanding public way and more behind the scenes, and frankly more effective in that manner.
Well, behind the scenes up on Beacon Hill, there were many dramatic moments at the State House when talks over this seemed to stall, when it looked like business leaders might drop their support for the bill. How key a role did Romney play on Beacon Hill in brokering agreements or compromise?
Well, he certainly, his administration certainly played a role, but at the same time, it was really an issue between the House and Senate on the question of what the role employers would play in the reform. And there, really, it was the staff behind the scene, the governor's staff. But more important was really the role of the House and Senate in brokering that compromise. It wasn't that they didn't want to hear from Romney, but rather the dispute was really one between the House and Senate. And, of course, that particular compromise on the employer responsibility and the so-called fair share contribution, in the end, the governor did veto that portion of the bill, though he knew it would be overridden as part of the reform.
Well, what struck you about his leadership style at the time?
I think what struck me, this was late in his term, is that he had changed, or his approach had changed, in the first two or three years of his term. He was operating very much as a sort of corporate chief executive officer. But I saw in the healthcare debate that there really had been an evolving maturity, I would say.
And why do you think that was, Mike Widmer? Was it perhaps because getting healthcare passed was politically important to Mitt Romney at the time?
Well, I think two things happened. One, of course, it was politically important, and I think he felt substantively as well The other is, I think that they learned, and they had some skilled operatives, and I say that in the best sense, working, as I say, behind the scenes to try to achieve success.
Mike Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thanks for speaking with us. Thanks for letting us tap into your memory.
Thanks, Bob.